Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the Bastard Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. Just working away, dude.
Been a long day today, huh?
Yeah.
It's Thursday.
Been a long week already, man.
Been a really long week, man.
Yep.
Been a really long week. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in outlaw boutique apparel. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique, located at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. I understand there may be a gathering down at Jumbie Bay tonight, Bub.
I don't know. I wasn't invited.
And Abacoa. Mark Brown put out the invitation yesterday, I understand.
Oh, no, I'm not coming.
Oh, boy.
I'm not
Always gets over there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We're there August 27th, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, exit 71. We are the headline feature this month, correct, Bub?
We are. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. We're going to have a lot of insane rides out there. We may not. Let's see, the 27th, depending on how progress goes, we may or may not throw a little sneak peek of that S550 Mustang out there.
We've been trying to keep that under wraps, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics SEMA Edition Mustang. It is the only stock block 600 horsepower Mustang in the world, and it's being developed again by the best in the business, Bub, right here. And finally, Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is the two-time double gold winning vodka brewed right here in West Palm Beach, Bub, and the monkey reminds you,
drink responsibly.
Are you going to drink responsibly tonight?
Damn, I'm not doing anything tonight.
You're not?
No.
Frustrated?
I'm not. Yeah, big time.
Why is that?
Hey, man, just a lot of work, dude.
Special thanks to our bankers over at Wells Fargo today. They've been in here all morning meeting with us today. Big shout out to our friend Art, who is helping us do some major advances here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports as we continue to grow this business, Bub.
This is true.
Correct?
This is true, man.
Those guys are amazing over there.
Yes.
Good guys over there, man.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the world-renowned 1957 Ford Thunderbird that Bubba built and was featured on South Beach Classics, Velocity South Beach Classics, yep, with Ted Vernon. It was the season finale last year. This car was built and designed by Bubba for the iconic New York Yankee World Series Most Valuable Player, Mr. Bucky Dent.
Pretty solid car, dude. I will say this thing, so when we built this car, this was from, man, December 4th we started this thing. We had a January 12th unveil. So this car literally, and this is real life, unscripted, un-ghetto crap you see a lot of this whole 7-day build, doesn't happen, BS. Anyone that thinks it happens, it doesn't happen like that. This was to the limit, literally working overnight in and out on this car for 4 weeks straight to make it happen, and that was still a pinch. We were literally loading this car minutes before the thing had to be unveiled, 2 hours south of us at the Seminole Casino in Coconut Creek, where we had an absolutely amazing time. The unveil went great, dude. VIP cocktail parties. Then we wound up eating a beautiful dinner at the New York Yankee Steakhouse. It was a lot of fun. The unveil took off insane, man. And now we're doing some final touches on this thing, moving it over the top again.
The autograph session, we were there with Tim Wood, the Marlins pitcher, Mr. Bucky Dent, Ted Vernon, Bubba, myself. We also had Chris Volstead, the White Sox pitcher and owner of Civil Society. We want to say a good morning to Shelly out there. She's a new viewer, and she's joining us live today for the first time, Bub.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Well, make sure you point it out to Shelly. Hi, Shelly.
Hello, Shelly. Hi, Shelly out there, and thank you for being part of this family. We certainly appreciate your allegiance. But this was a car that we were given 4 weeks to build. Accord Productions came in with Max Weiler, Ted Vernon, and the whole crew. We had four literal weeks to build this car. We worked. I've gone back and looked at the documentation and pictures. We've done a lot of television work and radio work over the years. And I watched, Bub, as you went hungry. You were cold. And South Florida, you don't get cold. I look at some of the pictures at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and you're wearing a long-sleeve sweater because your body is under-fueled and undernourished with food. Let's talk a little bit about how you were feeling in that space as you were not only designing, but having to build the car as well.
I was just cold, dude. Yeah. It was December, January, so like 3 o'clock in the morning. It still gets a little chilly sometimes, man. I think it was like 45 or so in those.
65?
No, not at all, dude. Not a chance. I wouldn't wear a long sleeve sweater in 65 in the shop.
You were cold.
Not a chance. It had to be maybe 45, 50 max. Definitely required a sweat.
Yeah. This whole car, Bub, is a tribute car that was built by you for Bucky's ex-wife, Marianne, who died of cancer. Mm-hmm. Bucky still carries that torch of cancer with it today. The trunk is very special, Bub. You broke this car down into three sections. One for Bucky and two for Marianne, his former wife.
Yeah.
The trunk is very specifically purpose-built. You have the New York Yankee logo engraved with one of Bucky's actual bats.
Yes, this is true. So this is the actual 78 World Series bat. I have an actual signed copy of that in my office. Right here at BEM headquarters. But I'll tell you what, man, this is the bat. The trunk was overall themed to be the design of Bucky's uniform at the time. So I went back and I researched the New York Yankees exact uniforms that were worn that year for the World Series, which was a very, you know, common white, which is still, you know, their common color today, the white with the very thick blue stitching everywhere. And that's exactly what we did in the trunk of the car. However, we've already changed that around twice in the fact that we originally did this thing full white, but this trunk is getting used. There's some, Bucky does a lot of golfing. He does a lot of charity events. He does a lot of baseball teaching. So even though it's a show quality ride, we still want to make it functional. The first time we did this trunk, I actually did it in all white. So it was very white, real strong of the New York Yankees. However, every couple minutes, you were literally wiping this thing down because it was getting dirty. So we went ahead and switched everything out to black, with the exception of the main paneling on our sides, our leather paneling in white, as well as the showcase for the bat in the front. We wanted to leave a touch of that New York Yankees coloring in there as tribute to Bucky, but now with the black carpeting and the black undercoating everywhere, it makes it that much more easier to just throw your stuff in there and not really worry about it too much.
Correct. Bub, this Thunderbird is riding on the only set of wheels and tires like it in the world. They are a custom cut edition and a custom cut size, and you retain the side skirts on the car for its visual beauty.
Yeah, this thing's actually riding on a set of American Racing wheels with Nitto tires. We had these things custom cut for Bucky and myself here at BEM. This is the only set like this on a 57 Thunderbird. This thing has a very extreme pro touring stance, really tight to the ground, real good look on it. It's running an 18.9 in the front, 18.10 and a half rear. Almost impossible to squeeze underneath of a factory Thunderbird without doing mini tubs and keeping the side skirt on it. That took a lot of engineering and redesign on the way the bracketry of it went, without the arm on the center that you could pull down. I actually had to make front and rear brackets so you could hard mount these things and pull them off whenever you needed to through two quick wing nuts. So it was a lot of work, a lot of redesign there. All the little things that went into this ride in a matter of, again, 4 weeks to do a complete paint and body, suspension, drivetrain, wheels getting custom cut, upholstery.
How about exhaust?
Everything about it, man.
Everything about it.
Every piece about it.
The motor, Bub, is very special. You retain the 312 Y block. It's called a Y block because of the configuration of the block itself and the heads on it. However, you did, Marianne's favorite color was lavender. And when you were in the design meetings that people see on the backstage or on the behind-the-scenes reels, that was what they were talking about. And so you made the motor itself. After you rebuilt this motor, you made the motor itself, the block, purple.
Yeah. There's a lot of lavender touch to this car. You know, once you really walk around it, this car, you had to really take time and walk this car to really understand the depth I put into it and the details. The actual upholstery in the car is a white leather as well to match the white in the rear, but I went, instead of a blue baseball thickness stitch, went from that to a finer lavender thread, so you've got Marianne's favorite color there.
Yes.
So we did a lavender stitch on white leather on the interior. The door panel's custom made as well, all the way across the dash, white with lavender. And then on the front, the actual fender gills, we did those with the lavender back glow to them, as well as doing the entire engine in the lavender instead of the original Ford red. It would have been kind of an ugly color anyways, but it wouldn't have worked. So we went ahead and did all the lavender accenting, made this thing look really good, and it came together spot on, dude.
It
couldn't have been
beautifully. There were only two pieces of exterior script that you left on the car, letting you know that it was a 57.
Yep.
This piece of script here and the side gills, and underneath of those, you creatively and geniusly painted some lavender between color in between those grills so that they pull through that grill.
Yeah.
The motor is using all modern day components and electronics, and the gauges, Bub, let's talk a little bit about that purpose-built set of gauges.
Yeah, so that was a gauge set from Classic Instruments. We've been sponsored by them for many years, man. Probably 15 years we've been dealing with Classic Instruments. You know, we've grown, they've grown, they've gone from everything from the old analog style, just custom print and needles, to now LED backlit, to, you know, electronic GPS drive-by-wire units, where everything that you get from them is 99.9% accurate in terms of the fact that you can literally use your GPS unit to hook up to the back of the speedometer and it's that accurate, versus a lot of the old school guys who are always changing out plastic gears inside the transmission, trying to get it close, and a lot of getting it on the road, testing it, finding out what the ratios were and calculate. Man, a lot of crap.
Yep.
Buy the GPS SkyDrive, you plug it in and you ride, right?
That's right.
So we had a complete set of gauges done by Classic Instruments, and it actually has all of the New York Yankees logos in laser cut in the face of these gauges.
Yes.
These are a one-off set. everything on this car is one-off to Bucky Dent and the entire Dent family.
It is. It's an amazing thing. And Bob, another thing that people don't know is one of the things is you decked the fins. You wanted them a little bit lower and tighter in. The grill, all of the chrome that was out here that really made the original designers wanted it to look like the back of a jet, you decided to fade in and tighten up. You also took your fenders, cut them, molded them, and brought them in against the body of the car, which gives us a very long look now and a very low profile.
Yeah, it was a lot of modification, man. For, you know, for something to happen like this in 4 weeks is almost unheard of. You know, especially to get it the quality that it was, man. This wasn't 40 guys, 50 guys with a bunch of pre-ordered parts. We started this thing December 4th. We started ordering parts December 5th to get everything in that we knew we were going to need for this build. So there wasn't a motor sitting on standby. There wasn't a transmission sitting on standby. These parts came out, and I physically rebuilt them by hand and machining here at the BEM headquarters in Jupiter, Florida, all the way ground up.
All the way up, right over there at the famous Woodward fabrication table, over that where you do all your fabrication and machine work, Bob. Yep. The other thing too, Bob, is you wanted this car to carry a very special feel to Bucky because of his wife, Marianne. So you were able to take that cockpit area and combine the two with the Yankees logo in the dash areas and in the gauges, and the stitching, the custom stitching to his wife in that area, kind of bring that area together as one for them.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a lot of hard work of tying together both what I would see Marianne wanting and her styles and taste and flavor, and what Cody and Caitlin both described as their mother, you know, so I had to just, you know, build those into the car, but also keep it, you know, when you do these kind of like themed builds or purpose-built builds, you can really get over the top and make them gaudy really fast, so you have to do it really clean and classy. That was one of the hardest things to do with this, was not just throwing so much crap at it that it looked over the top. It had to look really clean, so it's still, you know, like I mentioned, you have to walk this car multiple times to understand really what it is you're looking at.
That's correct.
You see all those details.
And you did an amazing job, especially the way the car drives, the way the car handles. It's a totally different animal. You can't tell if it's trying to be a Thunderbird or a Lincoln because of the way you shaped this body and gave it a whole new styling across the board, Bob.
Yeah, it looks really good, man. I had a lot of fun doing it. So we're doing up some final wrap-up on this thing. We're getting ready to send it on home.
A lot of things are moving out of the doors pretty quick here now.
Yeah.
I just talked to the four-time World Rally Champion, Mr. Gio Hammerback. He will be in town tomorrow. He has a meeting with us in Wells Fargo tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team will be out where this weekend, Bob?
This weekend, we run Saturday Track Day. It's at Palm Beach International Raceway. It's an all-day event. You can see the details by going to either one of two places. Our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, clicking on the BEM Racing tab at the top, or you can go straight to hookedondriving.com and you can pull up Palm Beach International Raceway's link there. It tells you all of the calendars. We have all of our setup. Casey, our producer and in-house IT manager, goes through and sets everything up. You'll see red lines just crossed out, their previous events. You can even still go out and see all of those images on our Facebook page, our Instagram, see a lot of the fun that we've had there as well.
The other thing too, Bub, is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team will be set up out there. We invite you to come experience that in person. That is a huge hit, and we do allow fans into our personal pit area. The bus, the tour bus, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus is off limits to the public at events. However, it is on limits to the public at the Cars and Coffee event. We literally open it up and let people see what the interior is like and what truly goes on inside the bus, Bub.
It's typically pretty shoulder-to-shoulder packed in there.
Yes, it is.
Like, I don't even get on the bus anymore.
It was funny. Funny story. When we had the great Throdini event, we brought his off-Broadway show down here. We packed the streets of Abacoa, and it somehow everybody wound up, a bunch of people wound up on the tour bus, and you said, the hell with it, I'm going to go have a drink at the bar. And you disappeared and went and had a drink at the bar and walked away from the bus.
Why is there a piece of celery on the ground?
I don't know that that's celery.
I'm pretty sure it is, dude.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it probably came out of Craig's mouth, Bob. We'll just give it over to the producer. How's that? So we will open the pits up for people to see the displays out there. You'll see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Diablo. You'll see the rally car. Gio Hammerback will be there. And ladies and gentlemen, we will put you in a car with Gio.
Man, you know how much work I have to do on this freaking S550 Mustang before SEMA?
Yes, I do.
I got a list in my head that's rolling really like crazy, good. But I'll tell you what, it's literally to the left of the camera. If the camera rotates, you see the car. This thing is under full production right now. It's been an animal, dude, getting in that Watson Racing roll cage. As direct fit as that is, to do the quality the way that we do here, it's, you know, doing the panel fitment and trimming right around every bar where they mount to the floor. You know, every piece. It takes a lot of time to just do it, you know, a lot of in and out. And man, I'll tell you what, I'm not a small dude to get in the back of that car once you start putting all that
tubing
in there.
You're a solid guy. People don't know that you've got 18-inch biceps and you weigh 220 pounds. You're a big guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude, that's a tight area to get into. And I'll tell you, I'm on the last 2 pounds. I'm doing driver's side lower and I'm doing the rear upright for the entire rear seat delete that we got through Watson Racing. Doing a little bit of trimming to them, modifying these things so they fit exactly how I want them to fit. Every car is always going to be a little bit different, sure. But you know these things come to you in a 99.9% accuracy when they fit in the car. You just do a little trimming if you even want that little bit more. But because this thing is going to be a showcase from here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports in the Turbonetics booth at SEMA, it's got to be over the top and it's got to be right. And I've got some crazy ideas, man. Just standing here looking at it, like looking through the windows, you see all the red roll caging. Yep. I'm almost wondering about maybe doing a red pinstripe separation between the carbon fiber and the black accent.
Good. I know you're talking about doing some on the diffuser, but let's not get too much out there.
Hey, man, I'll
everything
just let you
do, because you know what? Your ideas
matter.
Get stolen
yeah,
all the
it doesn't
time.
Matter. So. It's not going to happen. Between now and then, there's no way someone's going to build something that tops this one. No, I tell you now.
They won't.
No way.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
Tomorrow's Friday, Bub. We'll do a nice weekly wrap-up. We encourage everybody to join us. We have all new episodes up currently right now. Our producer is doing a lot of big revamps on the website, on the Facebook page. A lot of new things are going on. A lot of big stuff is happening, Bub.
I got a lot of work to do, man.
Yes,
I feel like you've been making me talk all day long. I got to work.
I've been the one in the meetings all day long.
Yeah, but I got to work.
You're the only one here who works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. If not, look around me. I got 10 people around here somewhere.
Nope. They're all standing in the rain.
Probably.
Without umbrellas. They're smart guys out there.
Yeah, real smart.
All right, Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique apparel. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Find her on Facebook, Instagram, the web. She's all over the place. And guys, that's how you make your girls look good. How about that? Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winning vodka right here from West Palm Beach, Florida. How about that? Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. We're there 9 to 12 at Palm Beach Outlets Mall on Sunday, August 27th. Join us tomorrow, Saturday, at Palm Beach International Raceway when the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race team will be on hand with the rally champion, Mr. Gio Hammerback. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give a big thank you to our financial institution, Wells Fargo, and all the great people over there for years and years of very dedicated service. Wells Fargo is, for all your banking needs, the right choice. Big thank you to Art for coming in, helping us continue to grow our business, and all his support and dedication for what he's doing for us as well here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. If Wells can work for us, Wells can work for you as well. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing Bubba style. Let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of your shoes, take them across the street to Payless. It's real cheap over there, man. And if somebody's hungry, McDonald's is cheap, 7-Eleven's cheap. You don't have to take them to Cafe Chardonnay. Just go have a good day. Till tomorrow, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style. So, Bubba, what can I do to help you over here?